people. I have held myself back from doing another questionnaire because I have answered a lot of questions for my AMA. But now I thought I could do another one. And I have picked Tess Sula's collection of conundrums. It's 10 questions. I have not really read them before. I skipped over them, but I still don't know what the best way is to do questionnaires, if it's better to read them and think about it before, or if it's more fun to just, read it and think about it while recording. I'm not sure about it, but yes, let's start with the first question. What topic would you like to have a conversation about? Assume it's with someone who engages really well with the topic. I think for me it's not so much about the topic, but about the person I have the conversation with, and even if the person engages really well with the topic, I still think it's more important to engage really well with the conversation itself. There are some people I can talk to very easily and where the conversation just flows from one topic to the next and both parties are excited about it, and that makes it easy to talk. So the actual joy of the conversation would be more important to me than the topic, I guess. But if I had to pick one topic right now, I would... I'm just thinking about what I thought about this week. I would probably like to talk about artistry stuff because I need some advisement and some ideas and some tips. Would be really nice to talk to someone about that. Not specifically someone who has any idea about artistry. Maybe even better if it's someone who doesn't, who can bring in a lot of new ideas from a different field and mix it all up. Really, I always enjoy to not stay in my own bubble and to talk to someone who has a very different point of view from mine and who can give me new insights and ideas about my own opinions and about the topics I'm currently dealing with. So yeah, that would be nice, just someone who is really interested in having a conversation, I guess. Question 2. You've got a whole week of freedom, no responsibilities, no obligations, nothing that you don't want to do. What do you do with the time? I have a weekend to myself right now, so that's pretty nice and does not happen super often, and I have kept it clear of any social interactions. I would not do that if I had a whole week of freedom. I would definitely want to see some friends and family. Maybe, no, family maybe not so much, but a lot of friends definitely, that I don't really have the time to listen to visit because they all live in different cities, and yeah, it can take up a bit of time to actually see them. Maybe if I had a whole week, I would pick something like a project to follow through. I think the last time I had a week to myself, I renovated our kitchen. And it was fun, but it also was pretty stressful, but it was so satisfying in the end. And I'm still pretty happy about it. So maybe I would try to take on another project like that. Maybe I could paint my room. My room has these pinkish sections of wall. It makes it quite cozy, but it's not really my color. The person who lived in the room before just left the walls. And I've always been too lazy to paint over it. Also, my room is really big. Maybe it would just look very, very empty if it was just white. Well, anyways, maybe I would pick something like that. Do something useful with the time. Question 3. Where do you want to build your dream home? Not so much the specific place, unless you know, but rather the type of environment, locale, on the beach, etc. Sub-question. Tell me about your dream house. I'm pretty happy with where I live, actually. I live in a town that's not that big, but it has a big university and a lot of tourists, so you can get everything here, and you can easily reach much bigger cities that are close by. And I live in a part of the city that's almost like a bit of a village. And that's very nice. You can just walk up the hill and you're in the forest, and I can look out my window and see the river flow by, and I can see the forest on the other side of the river, so that's very nice. I really like it. I think I would definitely want to be able to easily reach a city, because I would feel pretty disconnected if I just were out so far. Then again, I really like the nature, the forest, and a certain quietness. I've recently watched this Amazon series. It's called Black Spot in German, and it's a French show. I really enjoyed it. I just liked the whole show, but what I also really liked was the setting. It was set in this thick and deep forest. That was full of mysteries and murder and some creepy creatures running around through the forest. It's a really good series. But yeah, I really liked the town it was set in, hidden away in this forest. So yeah, I would definitely go for some forest stuff, forest type of environment. Maybe it could be a bit colder than Germany. Sometimes it just gets too hot in the summer. But I would like it if there was a slight change of seasons. I think it's nice to have a bit of a variety in your seasons. Yeah, so something like that. My dream house. Ooh. I like a lot of different architectural styles. I like not like super old houses. Not like, I don't know, not like 300 years old, more like 100 years old is fine, I guess. But I also like modern spaces. I like it when it's modern but mixed with more traditional styles, so when it has open and large and airy rooms, but at the same time it has some nice hardwood floors and some plants. I think I like the contrast of living in a pretty modern space but still creating cozy spots inside of it. I guess I'm very basic. I like this whole Scandinavian interior mid-century stuff. I think I would just like to live in a pretty modern space but then have different cozy areas in it, like a nice, this is so loud, like a nice reading spot, and a nice TV area where you can spend good times with friends watching movies, a cozy kitchen where you can go wild. That would be nice. Next question. What skill would you like to learn and get good at simply for the joy of it? I am trying to play the guitar, and it's something I only do for myself. I never play for anybody else, and I never play with anyone else. I'm just doing it for myself. It's very enjoyable. I like not having any pressure behind it, as you have in so many other areas of your life. And it's a very slow process for me. I'm not ambitious about it, but I think I'm keeping at it. I did not have super long phases where I did not pick up the guitar at all. So I think that's good. And I really like the contrast. I often have to write papers or do research and can be pretty slow and kind of draining, and you feel like you're not getting stuff done. And it's nice to have something you can pick up and spend an afternoon with, and after that afternoon you will have learned something new. And it's more tangible and it's more of a practical thing that I really enjoy. And yeah, it relaxes me and it gives me the feeling that I can create something pretty fast. Not that I'm super good at it, but I think you can just, you have a better feel for the progress you make, maybe. And yeah, I think a lot of my friends, I mean, the friends who visit me obviously know because there are guitars around my room, but I think a lot of my friends don't even know I play because I don't necessarily want to share it with anyone, it's just something for myself. Next question. You've been given an invitation to the room. When you go into this room, you can actually live out or do your most secret fantasy, not necessarily sexual, no matter how twisted, strange, or unrealistic. The only person who will ever know what you did is you. So, do you want to go into the room and live the rest of your life knowing you actually did the thing, or go through your life never getting to fulfill that fantasy secretly? That's a tough question. My stomach is making noises. Should not have recorded this without eating something first. So, the room. I'm not sure what my secret fantasy is. That's my first problem. I don't have any. Some people say they would really like to slap someone just to try it once. Oh. I don't know. I guess I'm not creative enough for this. Maybe I would use it in a therapeutic kind of way. Sometimes there are just people or situations in your life where you would like to be able to talk very directly. And I usually don't have a problem with that, I think. I think I'm pretty direct, even if I know that the other person will probably not like it. I will just come out and talk about stuff, if you want it or not. But in some situations, it's just you care about the outcome and you know that it will worsen everything if you really are honest about your feelings towards the person or the situation. And I think it could be freeing to just let out all this stuff in this kind of confessional black box without it really altering reality. Yeah, I think that could be good. I mean, it's something you also do in therapy. Pretend this chair's your mom. Tell this chair everything that bothers you about her. I was always really bad at that. I cannot talk to a chair. So yeah, maybe this room could be my chance to get things off my chest. Yeah. Sexual. I don't know, I think there may be some slightly more twisted or dubious things I fantasize about, and that could be tried, but I think to actually be comfortable with it for the rest of my life, I would need the other person to remember it and to tell me it's alright and okay. And I don't think this room would be of much use for that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have any interesting stuff to do in the room. I feel like I have disappointed the existence of this room. Next. An anonymous benefactor wants to give you a gift for being so awesome. Yeah, I can get behind that. It must be a physical thing rather than an experience of our state of being. It must be a deliverable, so a car's okay, but a house is not. And let's say they have a budget of £1,000. Lots of awesome people to gift. What gift do you want to unwrap? I'm pretty bad at making wishes. Wow. This is really hard. Maybe I would like to have like a really nice handbag. This is such a stupid answer. But it's something I am too rational to really splurge on in my life. And it could be nice to have that as a gift. Without having to worry about it. I kind of have this early 20s fashion sense that may be a bit immature at times, I'm afraid. Like skinny jeans and Vans do not really make for a professional outfit, so I like to mix it with some stuff that makes me appear a bit more professional, I hope. I hope it's an okay mix, because I like to appear competent, and I like to give off a vibe that appears to be put together well. Like, have my life under control and am able to do all my stuff. I think, especially as a younger woman, you often, I don't know, get treated a bit like you're still a child. And I'm really not into that most of the time. I like to have accessories that give off a grown-up vibe, and I think a really nice handbag really elevates your outfit and sometimes can change your outfit into something that's a bit more business-like, more professional, everything. Stuff like that. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why I talked about this so long. Maybe on the topic of music, a nice amplifier would be nice. I don't know if I can combine this. I feel like I could get a decent handbag and a decent amplifier out of £1,000. Next. Calmundus, diabolical plenipotentiary of pleasure. demon of sex offers you a sex-related boon, what do you ask for? Do you want a gaze that can make any man jizz in his pants? A vibrating cock? Unlimited spunk? This is the demon to ask. I'm really never sure what kind of an impression I make on people, and I think it could be cool to be able to have a better feeling for that. I think I want my superpower to be knowing exactly what turns the other person on, and knowing exactly whether they think I'm sexy or not, and using that to my advantage, just teasing them about it relentlessly, and yeah, get them frustrated until they take out their frustration on me. Doesn't come from a bad place. Would be fun for both in the end. Also, I would like to have the ability to switch between sweet and sexy better. I feel like usually I'm not very sexy, and I more come off as sweet as innocent, and I would like to be able to just flip that switch and be like super sexy and seductive and then sweet again afterwards, but I don't know if I really, I mean, I want to be kind of sweet, but I want that seduction and that, I don't know, sexual self-confidence, I guess. Those would be nice powers. I'm just assuming I have 3 wishes. I mean, you usually get 3 wishes, right? So, I think I should have one more. I would like to be able to modify my breasts. I'm not very gifted in that area, so, and I think that's very practical in everyday life, but I think it would be nice to to make them grow and get smaller again at my own will, so I could have bigger tits sometimes. That would be cool. I would have fun with that. Yeah. And these are my 3 wishes for the sex demon. Okay, this got a little weird, maybe. Next question. What next technological innovation do you think would or will change human society the most or most radically? Ooh, I think I have asked that before. In a question I did. Wow. So, now I have to think about what my answer was. I think I said something about gene mutations like CRISPR and stuff. Those things could be pretty big. I don't really remember what I said. I think technology, much like most other things, follows certain trends and waves, and I feel like I don't know. I feel like with some stuff we have, or we may be soon coming to an end of that wave or that trend we are currently on. Like, like smartphones, for example. I feel like the development of smartphones has gone in the same direction for a pretty long time. There have not been any big changes. So I think maybe there could be a big change soon. But I'm not sure what change. So yeah. Okay. Long Dong Silver, porn prince, wants you to direct his next high-budget porn movie. What is your creative direction? Feel free to be innovative. Yeah, I'm not good at that. And these are quite illustrate characters I get to meet throughout this questionnaire. The demon of sex, the porn prince. I wonder what kind of conversation I could have with them. Returning back to question one. I think they would have a lot of interesting stuff to tell. We should sit down on one table sometime. So yeah. My high budget porn movie. I'm not big into porn. First of all, I would hire some very attractive actors. not necessarily like Hollywood attractive, but just like normal, nice looking people. Because in a lot of porn, I'm just very put off, especially by the guys. I don't think I have insanely high standards, but a lot of them just look so gross. And I'm really not into this young and fresh and innocent porn actress and some gross old dude who just seems to be like super creepy. That's horrible. I cannot get into that. So, my porn movie would feature some, I don't know, normally attractive people who just look nice and who you can sympathize with. And they would be really into each other. And they would be really into sex. Because I think the hottest thing is, yeah, when people are turned on by what they do, when they have fun with it. So, these would be my stars. And I have to find a way to spend all that money. It's a high budget porn movie after all. I would give them a really nice house where they could just fuck all over the place, and I would get to watch them being totally into it. Maybe now with the new technology you could have it be like super immersive, like some virtual reality porn where you can visit them in their nice house where they spend their time fucking on every surface. And if you grow tired of watching, you can just join in. You can choose the guy or the girl, or you can have both. Yeah, maybe something like that. I don't know, I've never tried virtual reality porn. I know it's a thing, but I bet it's bad, and for this high budget production, I'm sure we could get some improvements on that. Some nice renderings. Yeah, I don't know. That's lame. Hard question. Last question. Where is the last place you had an orgasm? On my couch. Not that long ago, actually. Sub question. Where is the last place you would ever have an orgasm? I'm not super picky, I guess. I would not like to have sex or an orgasm anywhere where it's dirty or smelling bad. There's this old cliche of having sex with a stranger on some toilet in a club. This is like one of the worst things I can imagine. Sounds so horrible. No, thank you. Never. Never in a dirty and bad smelling place. Please. Yeah, so these were my answers. My kind of incoherent and confusing answers at time, I feel. But yeah. I don't know what I will do with this yet. I don't know if you will actually get to listen to this. But if you do, I hope you had a bit of fun. Or maybe just felt relaxed. And now you will have a good time and a fun day.